This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station, our flagship Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that I'm also giving a shout-out, as we do every morning, to the active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, we certainly appreciate you keeping America moving along. And let's not forget also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, the Captain's America. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number one to start things out, is the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, today is Martin Luther King Day. A lot of kids are out of school, not all of them, but some of the banks are closed. Some of the government offices are closed today because of the fact that it is Martin Luther King Day. So we wanted to make sure we said that. And, of course, a long time ago, I remember the I Have a Dream speech, just like it was yesterday.
Absolutely, Captain. Yeah, that was actually back on August 28th of 1963 on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that was a watershed in American history.
Now, I'm going to get up on my soapbox again because of some people that I met over the weekend and some people I met yesterday, because in my travels across Florida, many people keep coming up to me and asking me, Captain, what do we do now? Now, the answer is pretty simple. We gather in groups that are either already formed or the ones we start with a specific goal to learn how to play politics. Because together in large groups, we, the people, have immense power. And that power is magnified when you use it at the local and state level. Now, there are still active Tea Party and 912 groups across America. There are numerous patriotic groups. Some of them, of course, are named Trump groups with thousands of members all across the country. And unless you've been previously involved in a group like I've mentioned before, Tea Party Manatee, the Tampa Bay Trump Club, the Lakewood Ranch Tea Party, the Sarasota Tea Party, you have no idea the power that that kind of group possesses at the local level. Now, because of my personal involvement in those groups, like I've mentioned, since 2008, and that doesn't even include, folks, the military and professional groups that I belong to, here's what the power is that you don't know about. When you make contact with a politician, local or state, One of the first questions you're going to get asked is, well, what group do you belong to? What group do you represent? And an alarm goes off to these people when you say, well, I belong to the American Legion, 1.2 million members. Dingo. Well, I'm a retired firefighter, 1 million members. Dingo. Well, I belong to the Tea Party Manatee, 1,653 members, and the list goes on. So the violence and lawlessness we saw on January the 6th, which, by the way, was completely unacceptable, and I condemn rioting of any kind by any group or organization for whatever reason they were out there. But I hope you get my point, because by all means, invite your friends, get involved, make it an outing, find out how much fun you can actually have when you make a difference, and all by all means, be polite, no yelling, no name-calling, no screaming, and no profanity. You'll get much further if you stick to your talking points and do it as a group. Let your adversaries, folks, act like the damn fools that they really are, because we will lead, others will follow, and together we will keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth. What do you think?
Well, no, I think you're right on the money, Captain, and certainly the way to affect real change, obviously, is at the local level, but it's the way that you're talking about interacting with those elected officials or even potential candidates. That's the real key, in order to have a good conversation, but also make it clear that your groups or the people that you're affiliated with represent votes, and that's what they want. They can't stay in power if they don't have votes.
Yeah, because that also means contributions to them in terms of money. And the thing of it is with the mood of the country the way it is today, and with so many people that are mad, I get it. They're mad on both sides of the aisle. I understand that. But that's not the way we're going to solve anything.
Well, no, of course not. In fact, the very fact that we are so divided and there's so much of bad blood and so forth actually plays into the hands of those who have designs on this country or who want to fundamentally change this country for the worse. And so the more that we come together, the more that we find common ground and talk normally to one another, the worse it is for them.
Yeah, and I've had people say, well, we're done, we're over, they run the House, they run the Senate, they got the presidency. Well, excuse me, I'm talking about local levels. Do they run every local level? No. Do they run every state level? No. So guess what? 28 states are in red hands. By red, I mean Republican. So you got to remember that. All right, hold that thought. Caller, you'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, it is Mike Gallagher, and I am the Captain Matt Bruce. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And remember, the combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is what helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. So if you have swelling in different parts of your body, like a lot of people have ankles and legs and that sort of thing, maybe even arms, elbows. And if you want to lower or eliminate pain associated with that, then I've got a real solution for you because I've been taking it for more than 5 years. It's called Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free, number one. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, number two. It also supports and promotes the healing process, so you're going to get over whatever it is you got going on even faster, and it will control a long-term disability if you've got pain or something like that that you have every day, because that's what it did to me and for me. And all it costs is $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it going. Try it. $19.95, the 3-week quick start. And after that, if it works for you and you want to keep taking it, that's fine. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, no harm, no foul. You're only out $20. Now, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And to find out more, you'll have a little video that's there that you can see. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, and I'm telling you, it'll work, it'll work, it'll work. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go back to the telephone here. We've had Mike waiting patiently, so let's go to Mike in Clearwater. Yes, sir, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle, Professor. Two things. Biden, they've pretty much said that one of the first things that he's going to do is sign executive orders regarding, overturning Trump's immigration policy. Now,
that's part of it.
You know, we know the caravans have started back up.
No. Did you see the latest? Okay, let me read you the headline. Biden administration's shocking message to migrant caravans en route to the U.S. Two words, don't come.
Oh, wow. So he actually, because I know he was, you know, I'm surprised not the reasonable Democrats, but the radical ones want open borders and, you know, let these poor people
in. But in the age of COVID, you can't be bringing people in, Mike, from a third world country that you know is probably carrying a disease.
Well, you know what? Kudos to the president for actually standing up to him. So I will give him credit for that. The second question, the other night when I called in on the weekend edition, Dan, the man from Lafayette, Indiana, called in, and he didn't stay on very long, but he said, you know, don't discount Trump. He might come out and run again. Now, I doubt he'll align himself with the Republicans.
No.
Because they probably won't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
That's right.
But I want to see what Kyle has to think about, you know, what has to say about that. And Dan, the man, if you're listening in Indiana, could you please call in and also elaborate on that? Because that possibility fascinates me. Because
he's awakening.
You know,
he's
Trump the fighter. Don't give up on him.
He's awakening. He's awakening the Midwest. Okay, thank you, Mike. All right. All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. Well, as Dan was saying, don't discount Trump. But here's the thing. The Republican Party itself, now there's a couple of different schools of thought here. Number one, Trump is going to be able to rally the Republicans. The other is, of course, the Republicans aren't going to want to, the establishment Republicans
That's
aren't
right.
going to want to touch him. But here's the thing, though. Trump has so many Republican voters that voted for him and like what he represents that that's where the real rub is going to be. How do you maintain the base of the Republican Party if Trump is vocal, or does Trump simply try to do something else, or does he act as a kingmaker? And how does the Republican establishment respond to all this? Do they put up another garden variety candidate? There's a lot that's going to go on, and it's not going to be done in a very short period of time. This is going to take place over a long period of time now.
Well, what you're saying is absolutely true because of the fact that I do not believe the mainstream Republicans, which is probably about half of the party right now, the Republican Party, are going to want to have anything to do with Donald Trump. They want to bring in somebody down the line, whoever it might happen to be, and I don't even want to mention any names because I'm going to be wrong no matter what I say, but they want to bring somebody else into the mix that's more moderate, that's more presidential. You know how they use that term? That's more that's more presidential to run probably against, you ready for this? Probably against Kamala Harris, which means Nikki Haley is probably going to be in the mix.
Well, I think you're right about that. And again, it remains to be seen, but we know about Joe Biden's, how he's acted and how he presents himself here recently. So this is nothing, you know, that's not out of the blue scenario. But you're right. I think the Republicans will look for somebody like that. But again, you've got a lot of people, Captain, who have seen the results of what President Trump did. You're not talking about any of the tweeting or any of that stuff, but the results that happened, the opportunities that occurred, the economic gains, they're not going to want to go back to the old way of doing things of the Republican establishment.
Yeah. Right. Which is why there's talk of a third party. Maybe they're going to call it the Trump Party. Maybe they're going to call it the Patriot Party. Maybe it will actually be the proverbial Tea Party. We just don't know. But I predict there'll be a political party in play between now and the midterm elections. Now, I got to get to this because I heard this yesterday, and when I heard who made the statement, I can't stand this guy anyway, but here we go. CNN is making no mistake about it. It wants to censor and close Newsmax from broadcasting as a cable news channel. They also want to extend that over to One American News Network. Now, why is that, Kyle?
Well, for one thing, Newsmax has been steadily gaining viewership. We know that. And CNN itself is having troubles of its own, financial troubles. And also recently they announced they'll be pulling CNN Airport out of all the airports.
Yeah, and CNN is in financial trouble, big time financial trouble right now. They are actually up for sale, and they've lost billions of dollars because of what they're doing, and so be it. But Newsmax is currently rated the number four cable news channel in the country. Now, One American News is down a little further than that, but still, you can understand why, right?
Well, sure. Now, of course, part of this issue that we're hearing about now is that, again, you know, Newsmax, you know, talks about the election and this kind of thing, and that's just verboten in the view of many of these TV people.
And guess who got this going yesterday? Little old short fat guy, Mr. Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stetler.
Yeah, I was on his program, I think, where they were talking about this. And but again, you know, what that does, really, does that just energize Newsmax? It brings it to the fore of a lot of people who,
well,
you know, might say, hey, what's going on over
there? As CNN loses advertisers, guess where they're going? Newsmax and One American News. Now, this is what Alex Stamos, a former Facebook chief security officer, said yesterday on CNN's Stelter's program. He said, and I quote, these are quotes here. He says, we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. These companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such bringing them into tens of millions of homes. Well, why not? They're telling them the news that you're not. They're not editorializing the news. They're actually giving them the news.
Well, yeah, and that's the mentality of how do you cancel out anything that either A, competes with you, or B, you just don't want people to hear because it goes against your narrative.
Yeah, and then this guy Stamos, the former Facebook chief security officer, came out and said this in a brazen call for censorship. Stamos echoed, CNN should demand conservative voices and news outlets be blacklisted and closed out of cable television and the internet. We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influence to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube that have larger daytime audiences than CNN. Well, of course, that's because, again, they're giving them the news.
Well, exactly. And also, you know something, Captain, they want you to think they're really talking about extremely radical viewpoints. No, I think they're talking about mainstream conservatives who simply have different views than the Democrat Party officials do. And so I think they want to close all of it down because, again, they don't want the competition. They want to live in a mono-party system.
CNN is on life support. And we're going to break, so hang on. CNN is on life support, and they are going to be gone sooner rather than later when statements like that get out on national programs like my show, and I'm reading verbatim what this guy said. They are done. They are done. Their days are numbered. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration. But some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more risk of violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Zwecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
So everybody's calling for, looking for trouble now. Everybody is expecting and predicting disaster and that sort of thing. I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Reed.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can pretty much insure anything that you drive, whether it's a car, a truck, an RV, a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat. You can pretty much insure all of those without any problem. And guess what? They'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico Insurance Agency or right there on the web, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. So, either way, try them out. See if they'll save you some money like they have me over the past 15 years. Knock on wood, I get a 10% safe driver discount every year from my safe driving record, too, which also helps. And by the way, this year, because of the COVID, they lowered everybody's rates 15%. So it's been a really good year to save money. And this is the year if you were going to switch insurance to do it. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's letters to the show time, and I got a couple of really good ones here. Actually, I got four of them. A couple of them are short, and two of them are a little bit longer. The first one is from Pat in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and hello to Pat. And I'm sorry your Steelers lost, but then again, the Browns got beat. So, and by the way, I hope that quarterback with Kansas City, what's his name, Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's okay. Boy, did he get, he suffered a concussion. He got drilled into the ground head first, and I, wow. Mm. When I saw that, I just thought to myself, he stumbled trying to get up, so you knew he was in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. You're right.
Well, here's what Pat said. I listen to your show all the time, Captain. I appreciate the guests you have on there, and I totally agree with you. And I guess we'll see if corruption has consequences once President Trump is finally out of office. I don't know exactly what she means by that, but those are her words, not mine. Now, here's one from, this sounds like a secret agent, S21 in Salt Lake City, Utah. Corruption has consequences. It also begs the question, contained within, for whom? Okay, I guess that's a secret message, right?
Sounds like it, yeah.
All right. Now, here's one which is pretty neat. It's from SW in Denver. Up until a few hours ago, I was anti-Trump since the forced speech he gave. I've been doing some digging, and I've done a complete 180. If you go to the site Rumble and do some serious digging, you'll be astounded at what's been going on and why. While you're there, take a look at a search for Donald Trump and see all the articles that are there. What's exposed is scary. If you've got anxiety issues like I do, take your meds first. I posted a thread just now that goes into a bit more detail. I hope you read it. It's what transpired at the Capitol was Antifa, who was funded by the left. They were actually let in by some of the police. There's pictures of it on the Internet. There was little police presence because it was all pre-planned by the Democrats to create what's now happened. Trump looks really bad right now, right? Well, mission accomplished by the Dems. While you're at it, look up the D.C. Trump rally January 6th, tips and warnings dated January 4th. The swamp that Trump always talked about is much deeper than I, for one, ever thought possible.
Isn't that interesting, Captain? Because, again, a little bit of information goes a long way to changing a narrative that is given out over the airwaves, basically.
Yeah.
And of course, there were some other folks there that took advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
But you're not hearing about the role that Antifa evidently played in that entire scenario.
No, and it was more than Antifa, but the people, and I pointed out to you, I was sitting here watching before we came on the show, you and I were talking, I was watching the people up towards the police, where there were about 12 police by the front door, and there was all these people dressed in black around them, several hundred people. That was Antifa.
Right, exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
And the crowd hadn't even reached the steps yet.
No, but again, the narrative is pretty uniform across many, many different platforms, broadcasting and so forth, and that's evidently the only acceptable way of looking at this.
Now, I got one more here from St. Joe in St. Joseph, Missouri. St. Joe. Doesn't it strike you as odd that politicians who normally don't give a rat's ass all summer long when businesses and private property were destroyed and looted suddenly care when their property, Washington, D.C., actually it does belong to the people of the United States, is invaded? As a matter of fact, they justified and, in fact, enabled all the violence last summer, but now when they themselves are attacked, it has to be condemned. What a bunch of hypocrites. You've got a great show. Captain, keep up the good work.
Oh, that's a great letter. Absolutely. And you know, Captain, you and I can easily be marked consistent by condemning the violence in the summer, condemning the violence at the Capitol. We've always been consistent with that. A lot of our colleagues have as well. And but again, it's a stark contrast to what the Democrat officials thought was acceptable. And then obviously what we all know is not acceptable, but it is very interesting.
And I was telling people when this stuff started last year, when we didn't see the police doing a lot to begin with, that my union connections through not only the police but also the firefighters were telling me that they were being told by the mayors in those blue cities to stand down and stand back and just let them go till they were done doing what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly right. And how is that possibly leadership, you know, that would be consistent with what people would expect in terms of protecting life first and then protecting property? And they didn't do it. And again, it's on them, no doubt.
Now, Parler is supposedly back online as the Amazon feud was in the judge's hands. We don't know if a judge's decision was made or not, but apparently they found another hosting source. And when I went over to Parler.com to take a look and see what was going on, when I was told the website was back, I got a message. First of all, I couldn't get on. And then after a while, I tried it several different times over the course of about 3 hours. Then I got a message that said technical difficulties with a message below that that said that they were working on website issues to put the website back online, and they'd be back online soon.
Exactly, and the website also has a message from the CEO, John Matzy, saying, "Hello, world, is this thing on?" Question mark. But it is. It's there as a placeholder right now, I think, because otherwise you'd try to go to Parler.com, and it would simply not resolve. Nothing would come up. It would say, you know, site not found. But they, at the very least, now have this front page up, and we think more will be coming very soon.
Well, when I put my website online, when I rebuilt my website, because, again, I lost my server, my IP provider, but they went out of business. It wasn't because of the same thing as what's happened to Parler. They went out of business and left a whole bunch of us high and dry, so we had to start from scratch, and I actually rebuilt my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's me. I did all of that. I didn't have any help at all. So I think I changed it for the better compared to what it used to be. At least I've been told that.
No, I think you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, it's got more interaction. And we're going to even add a couple of other things there. But anyway, finally, folks, Washington, D.C., we're going to call it Fort D.C. Fort D.C. is now an armed camp. Kyle, how long do you think it'll remain that way?
Well, you know, Captain, this is really quite something, because this is obviously a lot more military or you know, presence that we've ever seen for any inauguration. That's a really good question. How long will it remain like that way? It may remain that way for a time, at least to some degree, because, of course, of the you know, just wanting to make sure that nothing untoward happens again. But again, there are about 25,000, by the way, National Guard troops that have come in from different parts of the country so far in order to be on hand for the inauguration.
Right, and I heard from, again, a couple different people over the weekend. They were going, well, there's 100,000 troops in Washington, D.C. And I said, no, there's not. Oh, yeah, there is. There's 100,000 troops. And I says, there's about 20,000 or thereabouts, maybe as many as 25,000 National Guardsmen, and the regular Army, the regular Navy, the regular Air Force, and all that that's there are there for a totally different reason. We have something called the Pentagon there, and then we have something called what is it? I can't remember the name of the air base now. That's the Air Force base that's right there.
Joint Base Andrews?
Yeah, that's it, Joint Base Andrews, which happens to be not just Air Force. And then we got the Navy. We got the Coast Guard along the river. I mean, come on, you know. And then, of course, you got Arlington. You got the old guard that's there and whatnot. So, you know, people think, oh, we got, look at all these troops. It's an armed camp. Not exactly. Not exactly. All right, we'll be right back with more. Take a look at the highways and the byways. Got some snow again up there south of Buffalo. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruth.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Nurse. You go on in there, grab yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you. And now, let's get going.
We'll be right back.
That's a little Aerosmith to start out this Monday morning with you here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And that's called Loving an Elevator. And I think, Kyle, you were rocking with that one, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All righty. Because we had some toe-tapping going on in the hallway out here, the clean ladies here. She was out there tapping her toes. All right. Well, let me just get on the a little brief description here of what's going on and then turn it to Kyle. Because there's a lot of stuff going on out west. But there's going to be another snowstorm emerging this week from the Four Corners section of the country, which for those of you that don't know what that is, that's New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma and Texas. There's another storm system emerging there, which is going to pretty much follow I-40 and I-70 and come across the country. In the meantime, we have a lake effect snow watch advisory from Buffalo south to Ripley, New York right now. The wind is blowing in exactly the right direction to blow the snow in that part of New York right now. And it looks like probably upstate New York, where they got as much as 3.5 feet of snow over the weekend up in the Tug Hill Plateau, it looks like for the moment they're out of the woods, but that could change anytime during the day. You get a wind for 10 or 12 hours, and then you got what you got. So, Kyle, you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, we're going to start New Mexico tonight in the area of Albuquerque. We have a high wind watch, and we're going to have some high winds in many other parts of the west, so stay tuned for that. That's a lot of wind in California, I know. Winter storm watch as you enter the Santa Fe area, as you travel up the I-25 corridor. We've got winter weather advisories. This is going to be, it looks like, in the Durango area there in southern Colorado. Then, of course, as we head up by the I-25 corridor through Denver and Fort Collins, they're going to come up on the high wind warnings again near Cheyenne and Laramie. But also, Captain, there's going to be a blizzard warning, and this is going to be west of Laramie as you head along the interstate there. So be very careful because, of course, we've got snow all over the place as well in portions of Montana, Idaho, Colorado as well. So, again, winter weather advisories in the northern part of Wyoming as we head into Montana. Also, a winter weather advisory in the western part of Montana. This is, I think, going to be in the Helena area, also in the Great Falls area as well. Up on 4th of July, heading across I-90, 4th of July pass, they've got reports of wet pavement, but also patchy fog in the forecast there. So you want to be careful with that. Then in southern Oregon, we have a dense fog advisory along Interstate 5 as you come down through the Medford area there, heading down into northern California. That dense fog advisory persists along Interstate 5. But now the high winds are over much of the state of California. This includes a lot of northern California, certainly the Bay Area, central California, Sacramento, also over near Reno, Carson City in the Nevada area, and then also out near the Bakersfield area, the desert out there, and all through Southern California, high wind watches, fire weather watch. And, Captain, we know that the power companies are already beginning to warn customers that they could see their power shut off sometime Monday or even into Tuesday.
Yeah, and some of these winds that are out there are strong enough to bring down trees and power lines, too, so people need to be aware of that. So be advised, if you got a generator, make sure you got the gasoline or the propane or whatever you need for it. Now, let's start with North Dakota. The western half of North Dakota tonight's got a winter weather advisory up there. The snow that's over in Montana could be moving to the east, and if so, obviously the next stop would be North Dakota. Now, over in Wisconsin, staying up north for a little bit, the northeastern corner of Wisconsin, including Green Bay, has a winter weather advisory there. And by the way, for you Bucks fans, the Tampa Bay Bucks will be going to Green Bay on Sunday to play a 3:05 afternoon game. The weather for Green Bay right now is forecast to be about 24 degrees with snow showers. So that could make life interesting, even though I've seen Tom Brady play in a lot of different snowstorms, and it really didn't seem to bother him all that much. But here we go. Now, down in the southeastern corner of Illinois, the southwestern corner of Indiana, about two-thirds of Kentucky, the western part of West Virginia, the southeastern part of Ohio, the central part of Tennessee, from Nashville north, you've got winter driving conditions there. Be advised for some ice on the bridges and whatnot on the interstates. And then we do have some snow tonight still along the Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia line, where if you come up from Chattanooga to Knoxville, and then Knoxville over to I-40 and I-81, right up I-81, right towards the Virginia line, you're going to run in and out of some snow there. It is definitely doing that tonight. Now, let me go up on I-90 in upstate New York because of the way the winds are blowing right now. The area south of Buffalo all the way to Ripley, New York, currently has a lake effect storm advisory. The storm isn't there yet, but the winds have been blowing consistently, and all it takes is a day-long wind there, and then all of a sudden, here we go with the snow coming off, in this case, Lake Erie. Now, up along Lake Ontario, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, it looks like we're going to get some snow tonight from Watertown down right about to the Tug Hill Plateau. We did have a lot of snow over the weekend, the Tug Hill Plateau. We do have winter weather conditions across the central New York, the higher elevations south of the New York Thruway, so be advised of that. And then other than that, there is a gale wind warning for our friends up there in Oregon. I'm sorry, in Maine, rather, because I think of Portland. I think of Oregon now, but it's Portland, Maine. I got to remember you folks up there to listen to us on the station in Portland, Maine. So if you're driving up through there, you're going to have some wind blowing around, so be advised of that. All right, well, Kyle, you know, the pilot in Flying J, if you go in there and you tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee, just go in there and say, hey, the captain told me I'd get a free cup of coffee. If I mentioned Pilot and Flying J and I was listening to the show, well, that's absolutely correct, right?
It absolutely is, and we think everybody's going to agree that the Pilot and Flying J has the best cup of coffee on the interstate, Captain.
Yeah, and if you get to where there's an Arby's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken, full-service Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, heck, could even be a sit-down Denny's, sit-down Huddle House, sit-down Moe's Southwest Grill, or in some places you can find a Dunkin' Donuts with their full-service menu there, you are going to like what you're going to see. And I'll tell you what, the consistency is always there. It's always the best it can be.
Absolutely, and there are the other amenities that they have as well, like you can sign up for their Wi-Fi, get all your stuff done as you're pulling in and having some beat.
Yep, showers, laundry, all that. Hold on, Kyle. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the news. Hour number two coming right up. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.